Let's see. Hi guys. So welcome to our little Zazus. This one is about, we told you we're gonna bring some like quick news to you as Disney drops it, just as a quick way for you to listen if you don't have time to like read something. Disney is, if you've been thinking about taking the trip, now is the time to do it. If you have a Disney Visa card, if you don't have one, apply for one. You get like forever to pay it off, zero interest. There's a bunch of cool perks in the parks. We could go on and on about how cool the Disney Visa card is, really, and like they don't pay us to say that it is. But anyway, so if you have a Disney Visa card, here's another opportunity. And they do this all pretty often, which is also another perk of having a card where they will give you huge percentages off of your rooms
Huge,
that's on select.
huge.
Huge. I mean, sometimes they're like, I've seen them. The last promotion was 35%. That's what annual pass holders get. Like 35% off of a room is
A lot, yeah.
steep discount. Anyway, so Disney Visa card members can now save for in 2024. They're going to be able to save up to 35%, like I just said, on rooms, on stays in Disney, on a Disney resort. This isn't for like off property. This isn't for tickets. This is a Disney resort. You're going to save up to 35% most Sundays and Thursdays from January 9th to February 22nd of 2024. So if you're thinking of going in January and February, let's look for those dates and get you the best rate. And then most nights from February 25th to March 24th. Then also you'll be able to save up to 20% on stays most Fridays and Saturday nights from January 12th to February 24th. So Valentine's Day falls in there. End of January is always boring, like perfect time to go.
Yeah.
Just for a quick example, like a Port Orleans Royal Guest Riverview room in December today was $440, I think. And then with my 35% off annual pass holder rate, it was down to like, oops, no, I shouldn't have even brought this up because I can't
I
do the
know.
math. But
I can give you an example. I just looked it up because I was pulling for a client that is a Disney Visa cardholder. An Art of Animation suite went from $459 a night to $350.
Huge
An Art of
discount.
Animation family suite.
350 for a family suite that can sleep six, like that's huge. Okay. I mean, like this is a huge discount. I mean, I'm really excited about it and I want to take advantage of it. Should we do like a weekend?
Yes, we And
Yes.
here's like when they say like Sunday through Thursday, that is your check-in day. So a check-in day of a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, and then it'll pertain to the rest of your stay. A check-in day for a Friday or Saturday earns you that 20%, but up to 35%, it's like, come on.
And
They're
that
trying.
these are the times you want to book the most expensive resorts, because why not stay at a deluxe resort when you're going to get 35% off? Just Exactly.
saying.
Like, try it out. Do a quick weekend. Try it out. I mean, just to get the vibe, even, you know?
And I will say, like, a lot of the things is Disney's so expensive now. Disney's so expensive. Yes, d
Sometimes,
everything
but.
is freaking expensive right now. However, it's like Disney used to be more expensive to stay on Disney property. So a lot of people started to stay off property. Now, Disney resorts with all these discounts you could take advantage of, annual pass, Florida resident, you have Disney Visa, you have other random Disney Plus subscribers. If you have these discounts that bring these prices down to where they're not much more, or if anything, again, I had a client planning their January trip. It is the cheaper for her to stay with her Disney Visa discount at Art of Animation than at the Holiday Inn or the like Fairfield Inn and Suites that's up the street.
Please don't get me started when people are like, well, it's cheaper for me to stay off property. It's like, but you haven't done the research then, because it's not like, also by the time you get everything, whatever, as long as by the time you get everything, it's so stupid, especially with these 35% off discounts.
Unless you
You're
got points. I'm a unless
huge
yeah
point person. If
unless
I'm
you have
staying off
award points,
property, it's
yes.
because I got points and I'm getting that room for free.
Same thing with like people with the local timeshares. You know, you already have your week gifted to you or whatever that you earned that you stay up on. Yeah, it's different.
No,
It's
yeah, it's
different.
different. But don't, if you're like trying to just save a buck like this, and but you want to stay on Disney property, this is the time to do that. And if you're like, you are looking for a rate comparable to something that would be off property. But and so that's why you've always decided to stay off property. That's fine too. But if you have been wanting to stay on property, now with these rates are the time to do it. And applying for a Disney visa is a great option. You get percentages off things in the parks, you get
Points to use towards
points.
things in Disney.
Your Disney rewards points.
And you get time to pay off your trip. It's a 0% interest for, I think it's the first 6 months or is it 12 months now?
I don't know. I'm not
I have to
a
double
card
check
holder
that, but
anymore. I used to be,
yeah.
but divorce life.
Ugh.
He took the DVC. I mean, he took the Disney Visa, and I took my Amex. So, all right, guys,
Fair
that's it for
trade.
this Zazu. Stay tuned for our next one.
Okay, see you guys later.
Bye.